Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the 2022 SEC Offensive Player of the Year in his very well-thought-out prediction with all the stats and all the graphics in his head, it's Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, bro?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Glad to be talking some football. It's right around the corner. It's game day. We're doing some early predictions today. I'm doing, like I said, the SEC Offensive Player. If you're listening to the podcast, you got to keep waiting. But if you're watching, you get a little sneak peek. So that's it. Hey, just a little plug there.
Heck yeah. Absolutely. And so, yeah, we love this part of the preseason, like right as we're getting started, because you know, you never know who's going to be that amazing player. So it's great to start thinking about that, you know, give our predictions, give all the information we know, not only because we have all our great experts here, including Mr. Logan Landers, Vincent Turner, and so many of our other great people that come on our show, but also because we want you to be the most informed you can, either live watching our show or listening to our podcast. So thank you so much for watching. And without further ado, man, Mr. Logan Landers, the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. What are we thinking?
All right, so my prediction, my pick for the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, I kind of went easily with, of course, Heisman winner last year, Bryce Young, but I'm not going down that route. I'm going with a different route in the SEC. I'm going out there to Mississippi State with the Bulldogs. I'm rocking with Will Rogers. And how could you not? 6'2", 210 in his junior season, and my goodness, what a career he has had at Mississippi State. Let's go back in time a little bit, back to 2020. He had a pretty solid year, 69% completion percentage, a little bit less than 2,000 yards, 11 touchdowns, 7 picks. Didn't get to play a whole lot, we know. But then last year, this guy came from out of nowhere and emerged as one of the best passing threats, not just in the SEC, but all of college football. We all know Mississippi State with that air raid offense. They throw the ball pretty much every single down with a little bit of run play sprinkled in here and there. But it is a quarterback show each and every single week there in Mississippi State. Last year, Will Rogers, 505 completions out of 638. That's good for 73.9%, almost 74% of his passes. And when you're throwing the ball, when you're completing it 500 times and you're getting almost a 75% completion clip, that's pretty solid. 4,739 yards was the total yardage, a 6.9 average, 36 touchdowns, and only 9 interceptions on the season for him. He's done tremendous things at Mississippi State, and he is having a great time. I think he's going to have an even better year this year in 2022, but it is going to be a little bit tougher. He is losing, of course, Malachi Polk, the top receiver for the team last year, led the way in receptions as well as yardage. He had 105 and 1,046 along with 9 touchdowns, but he is going to have some good backup behind him, some guys who can step up, who can help out, like Austin Williams. And Williams last year had a good year, 52 catches, 617, and 4 scores. He's also got some other great players like Ra-Ra Thomas, Caleb Ducking, Tulu Griffin, Jameer Calvin, Jordan Mosley, Rufus Harvey, Antonio Harmon, and of course, Jordan Mosley and Jaden Wally. I'm expecting Wally to have a better year this year for Mississippi State. Wally last year was second on team in receptions with 55 and 628 total yardage with 6 scores. I'm also expecting Malik Heath to take another big step up as well with 5 touchdowns on the year, and Thomas as well. So with Mississippi State, a team I think that is going to make big waves this upcoming year, have a better season, have a, you know, maybe surprise some people up this year in their upcoming schedule, I think that Will Rogers is going to have a great year. He's got some good targets. I know he lost his main one, but he's got some guys behind him who can really help him out, who can stretch the field and run whatever route you need necessary. And also the running backs can get involved too, because if you're Mississippi State, the one tool you have to have is you got to be able to catch the football. That's where Jaquavius Marks comes in. He had over 500 yards last year. And also Dylan Johnson last year had 422. So they're going to be airing the ball out each and every Saturday, and it's going to be fun to watch, man. And that's why I'm picking Will Rogers, quarterback from Mississippi State, to be my offensive player of the year. I just think it's going to be a fireworks show each and every time a ball is snapped to him, and it's going to go a far ways. And I expect Mississippi State and Will Rogers to put up a lot of touchdowns and a lot of points this upcoming 2022 season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Dude, that's right. And we cannot wait to see what he will do. It's going to be one of those really interesting seasons too, because this is not an Alabama player. So we know that they're going to have to play against these great teams. You're going to have to take it to the edge. So no matter, you know, what team they're on, it doesn't have to be Alabama. There's not every player in Alabama is the top player in the entire world. So, I mean, as a team, they do great. But it's great to see, you know, these players are going to shine. They're going to drive the SEC, and we just never know. So I cannot wait to see what else he's going to do. Well, everyone who's watching live or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football. You can listen to it anywhere you love podcasts, over on Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google, even on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave us a review and you can tell us what you love about the show, or you can just leave us a little note that says, hey, I listen to the show all the time, guys, and just hit send, and that helps us every time to keep growing in the algorithms and keep bringing you this amazing podcast pretty much every day now. We have over 1,000 episodes, and we're here for you, not just with the game previews, not just with these amazing player predictions, but with history specials and with other evergreens, interviews with other players and other sports broadcasters that you can listen to anytime that you like. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that great preview of the Offensive Player of the Year for the SEC. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.